Charlie Hughes, better known as Sheikh Bilal Abdul Salam Bey. I'm currently housed at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility in Hutchinson, Kansas. This is part four of my piece on captivities. Comrade George Jackson said, slavery is an economic condition. Today's neo-slavery must be defined in terms of economics. The chattel is a property. One man exercising the property rights of his established economic order, the other man is that property. The 13th Amendment abolishes the use of slavery except as a punishment for crime. Prisons are nothing but modern-day slave plantations, and prisoners are the slaves. One way to address this problem is the implementation of socialism. The advantage of this form of government is that it works in the interest of the people. We believe that all political prisoners and prisoners of war are victims of U.S. colonialist ruling class justice, which maintains our enslavement and terrorizes our people, and that they should therefore be released immediately to the just representatives of our struggle for liberation in the socialist democracy. When the U.S. bases its criminal justice system on vengeance, a lot of innocent people are punished, convicted, and falsely imprisoned. The following is a message to those who support the death penalty. Several men are scheduled to die every day because they took a life. However, they only have to answer to their God. To support capital punishment is against the teachings of Jesus Christ, whom most of you claim to follow. Christ preached love and peace, which is required in life. To kill a man through capital punishment or support it is to support murder, which you supposedly despise. You become just like the so-called murderer or criminal who is in prison. The way to decrease the prison population is by increasing employment measures and decrease taxes on such things as education, food, housing, clothing, and personal hygiene items. Most prisoners commit crimes due to poverty and lack of educational, economical, social, political, and cultural development in their communities. Once we are able to unite around these issues, we will stop being captives. We must unite with and organize food co-ops, health clinics, liberation schools, artist workshops, music venues, and in general, transform the oppressed communities into base areas of cultural, social, and political revolution in the context of building a worldwide united front against capitalist imperialism. We must support our sisters and brothers in the prisons in their fight for human rights and help to transform the slave pens of oppression into schools of liberation. We must unite with the gang youth and help them to unite with each other to form a red alliance, to form a red fist alliance to end fratricidal violence and fight the enemy state instead. We must unite with the workers in demanding jobs and a living wage, in fighting union busting and in organizing the unorganized, and even more in raising the level of class consciousness and the need to abolish wage slavery. Thank you all for your time, efforts, and energy. Anyone wishing to reach me concerning this piece may do so by writing Charlie Hughes, number 96576, Hutchinson Correctional Facility, P.O. Box 1568, Hutchinson, Kansas 67504.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.